Was there a point where you were concerned that you wouldn't get this done, this 8-year extension, $75 million for Randy Moss, before the season started?
No, there really wasn't, simply because you had two parties who were eager to make a deal. Randy wanted a deal. That was fine with me. We could have waited till after the season was over because we had a year left on his contract. But he wanted a deal. It was okay with me. So I really felt like it would come together. I didn't know that it would come together yesterday because you never know those things. But I did feel like that we'd get it done before the season started.
Red, can you talk a little bit about your impressions of Randy Moss when he first came to the Minnesota Vikings, and then fast forward to now, and your impressions of him and how he has changed and grown as a player and as a person?
Well, the interesting aspects of it is that he came and I came at the same time, and on the first day at camp, I saw him do some things that in my 70 years at that time, most of my life being around football at all stages, I'd never seen anyone do. So I realized that here was a very special talent. Also, you became aware immediately of the influence that Chris Carter had over Randy and the amount of time that Chris spent with Randy before practice as well as during practice and after. So I think I've seen Randy mature as a person. He's still 24 years old as we speak today. And I've seen him continue to do things. He reminds me of the earlier years when I owned the Spurs and I had the Iceman, George Gervin. I could never get through a half a dozen games that I didn't see the Iceman do something spectacular that I'd never seen before. So I think Randy is a lot in that same category as far as football is concerned. And as far as a person, he's maturing. He's a good person. And we've had that experience for 3 years, and we're grateful for it.
Well, with the off-the-field problems that he had in college, the history well-documented, of course, but, Red, there are 20 teams that had a chance to get Randy Moss before you guys picked him in 1998, and I'm sure there are 20 teams today that would have loved to have had the opportunity to give him $75 million. He has really blossomed in those 3 years since he came out of school.
Well, it's true. We didn't know that he would be there. He was. I think it was, obviously, it's turned out to be a great pick. Randy really opens up the field for everyone else. People sometimes just look at what Randy specifically gets in the way of yards, receptions, or whatever, but he's much more than that because he opens up the field for everyone else. And he is, he's done good work for us in the community. He's a good, solid guy. He's a credit to the NFL, and he's a credit to his community. So he has grown. I think he will continue to grow. I don't think we've seen anything near like what we will see out of Randy Moss over the next number of years. So it should be an exciting time for all NFL fans.